We're doing the Meiri Sedra Kabbalan. We're on page 97 in this edition. V'chein chibuk tzat chachamim acharim techef lotan zmanim b'raitot acharot. In that period, you had other rabbis who were also compiling other b'raisos. Mishnat HaMishkan. We have a series of b'raisos which describe how the Mishkan should be built. Derech Eretz Rabba V'Zuta. We have the tractates and the Masechtot Ketanot, Derech Eretz. The major, the minor, Masechet Sofrim, Sifra, Sifri, Avel Rabati, what we call Masechet Smachos, all the laws of mourning, Perek Kala, we have a tractate called Kala, Seder Olam, Kala Velo Bracha, not exactly, it's really more Derech Eretz. Braita Shelamet Bet Midot, the Braita of the 32 laws of derivation. And you find in these texts, you also find names of rabbis that don't appear in Rabbi's Mishnah or Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shaya's braises. Certainly in the Talmud, that's on the four orders, you have Talmud Bavli on Nashim, Nezikim, Kodshim, and then I don't know which he counts as the fourth. Taharus, where you have a little bit, you have Nida, or Zraim, where you have Brochos. I don't know, or in Yerushalmi, you have on Zraim. Huzkiru shemot amoraim arbe. Over there, you have many names of Amoraim. Ela she'en hakavana rak hanichlalim b'mishnah v'braita. But we want to mention those that are in the Mishnah and the Braisa. V'chein yu b'em arbe chachmim shelo nodu lanu. There are many rabbis we don't know anything about. Kmo shebi'anu, as we explained earlier. Kmo shamu masech mikvot. The Mishnah in Mikvot says 32 elders got up and they declared its Tahor. Okay, who are those 32 elders? We don't have names, we don't know. Our total number was 100 something. Of all the rabbis that you have in the Mishnah, he said in the Mishnah you have a total of 150 something. What was it? 153. And then he added from the braises of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, he added another 83. So you get a total of 236. That's the total number. So 32 is a big number. So it could be it's 32, we know. Could be it isn't. There are a lot of rabbis who don't get mentioned in the Mishnah and Braisa. And there were also other compositions of braises that we don't know anything about. Mechen bar kafra chidesh tosefta b'chol shisha sidrei ken braitot shel Rabbi Chiya ve'Rabbi Hoshaya en efresh menein klal ele balashon. Bar kafra also arranged braisas in the order of the Mishnah, going in the order of the Mishnah, and it's identical really in content to Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. The only difference is that they use different wording, say the same ideas in their braisas. There are only a few places where there's any difference in the content. All the whole difference is in the words they use to say the same ideas. And that's why we don't have those toseftos in a whole form today, because it wasn't so relevant to hold on to them. Because they said the same thing. And that's also why we often find braises in the Talmud that you don't find in Rav Chiya's braises, and we don't know where the Talmud got them from, because there were other braises around. I'm listening. So we have Tosefta printed in the back of our Talmud. He seems to say that that's the Tosefta of Rav Chiya Rav Hoshaya. I'm not convinced what he means to say. I'm not sure what he means to say. Which one was lost, which one was retained. And in the Mishnah is also, we have areas that we don't have such a clear tradition exactly where they quote a Mishnah. Where did they get that from? So we say, yeah, not every Tanan is a Mishnah, not every Tanya is a Braisa. We say there are exceptions. Ve'ushikvam kubal, shekol ma shematzinu bo tanan u mishnah. Meaning, we have a tradition that whenever it says in the Gemara, Tanan, it's quoting Mishnah. בכל מה שנאמר בו תנו או תני פלוני או תוספתא. It says תנו or תני רבי פלוני, so that's a תוספתא. בכל שנאמר בו תניא או תנו רבנן או מינו היא ברייתא. If it says תניא, תנו רבנן או רמיני, I'll ask you a contradiction, then it's quoting a ברייתא. ובקצת מקומות אנו מוצאים תנן שלא מצאנו במשנה. But you find places in Talmud where it says Tanan and it doesn't appear in the Mishnah. So Rashi, the Rashbam, the Tosfos, different times, different commentaries tell you, yeah, it really should be Tanya, or even though it says Tanan, it's a Braisa. But he's saying, no, maybe we lost something along the ways. The Chadnein, Tanan, Mechitzat Akerem Shenifritza, Umrim Nogdo. The Gemara says, if a vineyard's in the very beginning of Baba, where is it? Is it Baba Kama? Gemara says, quotes a Mishnah. If a person has a gate separating his vineyard from someone else's grains, so if there's a breach in his wall, we tell him rebuild it. And that doesn't appear in our Mishnah. And yet the Gemara introduces it with Tnan. V'chen obe. And he says you'll find many examples like that. Throughout the Talmud, you hear the term Tanya, and you don't find it in our braises. So even though ordinarily Tanu Rabbanan is a braisa that should be found by Rav Chiya, but you find that Tanu Rabbanan is not always from Rabbi Chiya. Like this example where it says Arbe is a type of Govai, and then later on the Talmud itself tells you it's a braisa from Rav. It's a braisa in Toros Kohanim, Sifra Debe Rav. Toros Kohanim is Rav's compilation. Rav was in the generation of Rebbe.
Who's more generation of Rabbi Chiya?
Fine. So he compiled his Tanoic work on the book of Vayikra, considered the most difficult among the works, Sifra de Beirav. And this Bryce is really quoted there, and it's not quoted in Rav Chiya's Bryces, even though it's introduced with Tanu Rabbanan, which ordinarily introduces Rav Chiya's braises. Even though Tana ordinarily is a Tosefta, you have Tana that don't appear in the Tosefta. We don't know where it came from. Because there were many rabbis who compiled braises and mishnas, and they called them Tosefta. So Tosefta doesn't only mean a specific version of Tosefta. And Tana could be introductory to many types of Tosefta. There's Rav Chiya, there's Rav Oshaya, there's Bar Kafra, and then there's the other rabbis, Toseftas. Sometimes Tosefta was addition to a specific tractate, sometimes it was an addition to specific quotes. Hein kodem zmanosh Rabbi Chiya. Sometimes they preceded Rabbi Chiya, kmo shata roe tamid. Often you find Tana de Rabbi Ami, a braisa from the Kenmi of Rabbi Ami. Tani Rav Shrevia Bekidushin Dvei Levi, Tana Dvei Rabbi Ishmael, Tana Dvei Rabba Bar Mari, Batka Levi B'Matnita. You have all kinds of examples of rabbis who preceded Rabbi Chiya, who are quoted as having their Tosefta. So you see the Tosefta preceded Rabbi Chiya. There were Toseftas before him. Uvichlal Tani Tana Kamai Deploni. Sometimes you find that the Tana quoted in front of Rabbi so-and-so. Mechen Ayusha Alin Zelaze, Tanit Midi B'Mita Palan. They'd ask one another, do you have any tradition? Do you have a braisa regarding this question? Kmo shamau, as the Talmud tells us in the end of Shavuos, Ashkechei Rav Sheshet L'Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Leitan Midi V'Sachir. Rav Sheshet met Rabba Bar Shmuel. He said, do you have a tradition regarding Sachir? Amar Leitnina. He said, yes. And he quoted him a tradition he had. V'chein tamid, Rabbi Ploni Ata, V'aytim Anita B'yadei. Throughout the Talmud, you find, this rabbi came from Israel. He quoted the following quotes that he had on tradition. This rabbi came from Babylon to Israel. He quoted what he had on tradition. Different rabbis, when they traveled, would bring along the traditions they had, because there were organized forms of Tanoic works that preceded Rebbe and that came after Rebbe. Although Rebbe's was the accepted, which is what he's going to discuss next week, what was unique about Rebbe then? If there were many people compiling many works before and after Rebbe, so then what's unique about Rebbe? Rebbe was also a big rabbi who compiled his work. So what was so unique? That we'll see the Zachem next week.